Hey guys, you're listening to the Energy of the Untamed Heart podcast, where we talk about uncaging your divinely gifted wild heart to be as free and expansive as you were born to be. My goal is to use our stories, guest interviews, and your questions to tease out what has been keeping your wild heart under wraps. I'm your host, Miel Fox, and together we will shatter the myths of our old stories to set our wild heart free. So thanks for choosing you and showing up today. As part of my personal journey, I had signed up for a six-week course to work on the root contributors to what was showing up in my life as blocks to my personal wellness on all levels being physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. I learned so much about myself in those 6 weeks that I chose to get a certification in that program so that I could share it out and coach others. In my coaching certification program that I took, I was super blessed to be mentored by an amazing human being with so much compassion and wit, wisdom, and kindness in Gilly Henson. So who's Gilly? She's a certified Whole Wellness Coach and mentor to Whole Wellness Coaches. She's an avid lover of Mother Nature, herbalism, numerology, humanity, and the unseen realms. As a gifted empath and healer, she specializes in psychology, neuroscience, quantum paradigm, self-love, astrology, tarot, channeling, and unity consciousness coaching. Oh my gosh, this is so beautiful. She helps others to create bridges to healing and creativity. Gilly's also an experienced coach with the developmentally disabled, homebound seniors, and disadvantaged populations. Who doesn't need more of Gilly? I'm telling you. As an empath, she has devoted a large portion of her time to helping others break free, remove the blocks that no longer serve them in gentle and safe ways, raise the consciousness of our planet, and remind others of their divinity. This is where her joy and heart resides. She continuously learns to grow and connects to her higher self and to source. I'm just so excited. So come have a listen as I have this conversation with Gilly. It's such a treat to be in connection and collaboration with other humans looking to lift the collective. If you listen to her bio descriptor, many of us share the same common mission, but because we're all unique and we're all coded differently, we can all bring that message in a different way so that the people who need to hear it in the modality that they're meant to receive it. So, as I said, there are many tributaries and streams that all lead to the ocean. Our respective journeys, our uniqueness gives us the different experience for sure, but the ultimate direction and destination is to know and return to the understanding that we are all connected, we are all one, and we all are sparks of divine love. You can find more of Gilly in her Facebook group called Break Free Solutions or friend her directly on Facebook at G. Gilly Henson. Without further ado, let's get started and have a chat with Gilly. The whole thing is just sharing stories and conversation about either what have we gone through or what do we have a perspective on about how we either listen to our heart, hear the whispers of our heart, which many of us don't because our mind is so loud, it overwhelms, or what's the language through which your heart communicates with you? Is it art? Is it music? Is it being a creative? Is it, you know, what is it being in nature? Like, what's your thing? And then, of course, the aha or pivotal story of, boy, you know, I was down and out and thought I was on death's door and decided I better, you know, try some other way or consider something else. Yeah. And all of a sudden, aha, wahoo. So that's kind of the gist of it. And I've had everybody from coaches to chefs to artists to musicians to educators, like everybody. You name it, they've been
that
on.
That's awesome.
Because I'm like,
that
what
is
the hell?
So cool.
Everybody's got a story.
Yeah.
Everybody's got
yeah,
a story.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's what it is. So if you're willing to share your story and have a little chat about how it seems to you, then what the hell? Let's do it. A lot of us are kind of moving in a lot of different directions. But at the end of it, I thought about this as I was out feeding the horses tonight. I'm like, wow, you know, there's a lot of streams and rivers and tributaries, but the truth is they all go back to the ocean of love. So what the hell? Mm-hmm. You know, you just take whichever one it is and it gets you there.
Yeah.
So it's
I
good.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that saying.
That's good.
I love that thought. Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah.
And this is, you're on a beautiful stream right now with your podcast.
It feels really good. Yeah, it really feels good. You know, everyone's like, why are you doing that? Because it's fun. Because I think somebody might listen. Because I think maybe out of all the people that I talk to, maybe somebody's going to hear something that might change their life or save their life. I mean, what do I know?
We don't know, right?
Nope.
It was put in your heart for a reason, right? You're just, you're following the divine inspiration. And You
See
might
where it
not ever
goes.
know what life you saved, but it could very well be that case, right?
Hey, it could be mine.
Yeah.
Who knows?
It could be yours.
It could be yours.
Exactly.
Who knows? You just don't know. Yeah. Well, isn't that the whole thing? So again, this is like full circle. We've been chit-chatting about everything under the sun, but doesn't this bring it full circle that here I am, I reach out to you like, hey, I'm going in this other direction. I'm making this podcast and it's all about tapping in to really figure out what your heart wants for you, what your soul wants for you. And, you know, how amazing is it that those of us who choose to kind of listen, lead this path or this journey of fun and joy and love and kindness. And then we can send that and mirror that out. When you say, how lucky are we? And I'm like, I don't know if it's luck. You know, I think it's for the people who kind of get the wake up, like we've talked about this, but I don't think it's reserved for some. I think it's for everybody. But the kicker is not everybody is ready to peel back to see that. And I'm a prime example. You know, you were absolutely, you've been with me on the journey through various bits and pieces of coaching, and where I was as far as my ability, my capacity and willingness to access certain pieces of my heart and my soul a year ago compared to now, very different. You know, so I have you to thank for that. And I have your team to thank for that. And I have Lita to thank for that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's been, and I can relate to that so much because I too have had to peel back the layers and receive that support and that validation for not being crazy or weird for having the clutter in the heart and the clutter in the mind. Or thinking something's off or wrong with me for not feeling great about myself or about life when things seem to be just fine. And we all need somebody in our lives to help listen with a non-judgmental ear and with a belief in their heart that we can shift.
Absolutely. Right. And sometimes I feel sometimes you need those people who help to carry you until you can carry yourself. Just like you, Absolutely. You help a young toddler just learning to walk. You don't carry them, but you don't restrain them, but you just offer them your hand for a little bit of support and balance as they're learning to walk until they don't need you to do that anymore and they can walk on their own. And so I oftentimes see what we do, what you do, what I do, where this sharing of the heart and learning how to tap into it and really get out of the head 100% of the time is not I'm fixing or I'm doing this for you, but almost like, let me walk with you a ways until you can walk yourself. Let me believe in you when you don't feel you have the belief in yourself until you can get there. Yeah.
Well and said.
You're just a beautiful personification in a human body of what that presence of what that energy is like. It just kind of like just exudes from you. But I know it wasn't always that way.
It definitely was not always that way.
No.
And thank you so much for saying that, Miel. That means a lot to me. And it's so interesting how when we hear from others of how we're perceived and how we help others to feel or what others feel around us. I really received that in my heart. Thank you so much. Because I haven't always been that way. I've been rather rough. Yeah, you too.
Me
Raise
too.
Of hands.
Me too. Welcome to the rough club. Yes.
And what's beautiful about journeying together is that we actually get to see each other's true hearts.
Yes.
And let down our defenses so we can really be comfortable with that feminine portion of us that likes to feel, that feels many things, that likes to express, or maybe is a little scared to express, but wants to deep inside express exactly what's going on and be seen as a loving source of compassion and higher self energy coming through, which we're really not equipped for that in our lives, right? We're not taught that very well.
We're not taught that very well.
If at all.
And it's interesting that we come here as this very pure, and the expression of our soul is just so unfettered and not cluttered. And yet, because we choose to come here in a human expression, we automatically start to pile on the layers, because that's the human experience, fortunately or unfortunately. And I will say, I used to believe, like, oh, how unfortunate, you have all these layers that are blocking your heart. But when I really think about it now, and I'm going to ask you a question in a second, what I think about now is, if you didn't have all of those experiences and those layers and what we call baggage and all the events, whether you call them conditioning, trauma, or both, or all of it, then how would you be learning life's lessons to gain the tools to, call it, better yourself as you go through your journey? Where would you learn that? And I kind of think about it, I'm like, well, where would you learn that? Well, if it was all put in front of you, easy peasy, you probably wouldn't learn it. But when you have to do a little work and kind of dig a little deep, I think the lessons sometimes sit a little bit more firmly, shall I say. Mm-hmm. So do I love that it was a rough go? Not really. Do I love that there were times that were so difficult that that's probably what creates some of the scratchy exterior for a while? Okay. Mm-hmm. But whereas I used to spend a lot of time commiserating about it and thinking about it and living back there and saying, why me? And boy, that sucked. Now I really see, mm-hmm. like, had I not done all of these things, I wouldn't have the tools that I have now, which allow me to share something for those who might be just a tiny bit, a couple steps behind me. And isn't that nice that I can say, hey, here's this tool that might help you out. So when your experience shows up, maybe you're going to go, ding, 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 I got a tool.
I love that perspective.
Yeah.
Well, you actually mentioned quite a bit there, but one, where would we learn it? If it's just delivered to us, would we appreciate it? Would we value it? Would we integrate it fully? And my stubborn personality probably would not have learned it, right? I needed the hard lessons to learn, to really shake me out of my comfort zone to learn these things. Now, if we were delivered these things upon birth and that's all we were surrounded with, we didn't know anything else, then maybe we don't need any integration, because that's just what we are, what we're embraced by. But that's not exactly the current energy that we're birthed into, at least not for most of us. So we tend to need those harder lessons. And I don't know if everybody does, but I think probably there's a lot of people thinking, yeah, I needed those, or I'm in a hard lesson right now. And what is it I'm meant to learn in this? What is it I'm learning? And can we rephrase it in a way, or reframe it in a way, that it's not that I'm going through a hard lesson, it's I'm actually leveling up to a higher expression of who I am. And how can I ride this energy to a greater existence for myself? And does not feel that way at the time. Right? Because we're in pain, or we're hurt, or we're sad, or we're grieving, we're confused, right? And things aren't clear. So back to what we were talking about earlier, of having a guide, having a coach, having somebody there to help facilitate your thought processes, help you to see what you're thinking, help you to identify what's really going on in the mind, because our thoughts move so fast. We often don't know what we're thinking. It's a whole mishmash of things, and we don't often know how we're feeling either. So some of us need those hard lessons to, like, kind of stop us in our tracks.
Like, snap out of it. Something. Like, snap
exactly.
out of it.
Exactly. Like, I call it a spiritual 2x4, and it just smacks you upside the head, and life is confusing. It's in a complete chaos, and what was familiar is no longer accessible anymore. And it's like, I have to do something different. You don't have another choice. But I think you do have many choices along that path of what you can do.
Absolutely. And I think your point is so valid that sometimes we're so in it that we don't see that we're in it. Like we take the thoughts to be, yeah, well, that's just what it is, because we don't have the awareness that, hey, you know what? These are the same patterns of thoughts that I had yesterday, the day before, last week, 2 years ago, 10 years ago. It's become so routine. It's become so habitual that we take it as the norm. We don't actually think or step outside of ourselves to say, oh, huh, is it possible there could be a different thought pattern going on here? Do I have to do the one I just did yesterday? And I think it's so interesting. We talk a lot about, oh, awareness is your first step, you know, become aware. So at least if you're aware, you can decide what to do or where to go. And, you know, should you proceed and all the things. And honestly, to me, once you have the awareness, it's sort of like the elephants in the room. Like, you can't go back. Once you've seen it, you can't unsee it. Once you've heard it, you can't unhear it. It's like, there you go. But I think many people, without even realizing it, struggle even with the awareness, because everything's so habitual all the time, day in, day out. Whether that's the feelings, the what we call the triggers, the words, the thoughts, we've become so dulled that we don't realize we have a choice, or we have a direction, or there's infinite directions, actually. Because that means in order to think that way, you've got to be willing to recognize this isn't the only way. So exactly. It's just really, it's an interesting kind of dichotomy. Like, you kind of need the awareness to have the awareness. But if you don't have the awareness, then you don't have the awareness. It's sort of this funny catch 22.
How do we get the awareness?
Right. Like, how do we get the awareness?
We're in our comfort zone, right?
Right.
So here comes that spiritual 2x4 to say, hey, here's some awareness for you.
Wake up.
It's a blessing. Doesn't feel good, but it's a blessing. Hold tight.
You'll thank me for this later.
Exactly. Meanwhile, we're like, why me?
Yeah.
Why is this happening?
Yeah. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And for myself, I needed more structure to get awareness. Like, I needed to sit down and fill out some journal guides, fill out some pieces of, well, the program that I coach, Break Free Mind, and that you coach as well, Miel, the journal processes in there are help ground me into understanding what is it I'm thinking, help me to identify my automatic thought patterns that they were just so fast. There's no way I could have stopped to see what they are, because I was even thinking. That sounds weird, but I didn't know I was thinking.
Yes.
I felt a lot of things, but I didn't know I was thinking at the same time.
That's a really interesting observation. And the other thing that I noticed with the exercises of the journal prompts when I went through the certification was, oh, these are not necessarily questions that I would drum up for myself. Like, I don't think I would be sitting there having myself a cup of coffee or a margarita or whatever of the day and say, hey, I just thought maybe I'd ask myself the following questions, and actually ask the questions that would ultimately guide me to digging through some of the patterns. And that's the beauty of having a mentor or a coach or someone who's just a tiny bit ahead of where maybe you are, so that they can help you along and offer you some suggestions that you take or you don't take, but at least they're there. They're the things that you may not of your own volition come up with on your own. But once somebody says, oh, huh, have you ever considered that it could potentially look like this? Now the wheels are starting to turn. Now you're like, oh. But if someone doesn't share that or help you with that, it's very easy just to stay on the hamster wheel. Very easy. Because it's going.
Absolutely.
And as long as you don't do anything, you're just going. At least you know where the next foot's going to take you. You just keep on going.
Right. But, you know, it's almost less scary to be on that hamster wheel than to get off of it.
Yes.
Right. So to follow in that discomfort.
Imagine what's not on the hamster wheel. Maybe there's a great bowl of hamster food on the other side of the wheel. You know, or maybe there's like a new hollowed out toilet roll holder that you could crawl through. I don't know. I mean, and if you're on the wheel, You know, I mean, if you're just on the wheel, man, you're never going to get to experience that. So yeah, it's kind of interesting.
So how do we get off of it? We have like something has to bring us to almost to our knees in a way to say, I don't want this hamster wheel anymore.
Yeah.
I want the hollowed out toilet paper roll.
Yeah.
Or I want the hamster food, or yeah. I want a secret passageway.
Yeah. And I mean, I know for sure, like for me, I've had two or three major hamster wheel moments where I'm like, get me the freakity foo foo off this wheel. I'm done. This can't be the only way I can go through this life. This is just, if this is all there is, this is just really not worth the ride. Thank you so much. And really those moments where you're like, what the is this all there is? And they've come to me in some pretty, I mean, I don't think it was 1 2x4. I'm going to say it was that plus a sledgehammer, kind of like big, big life-changing moments that drop you to your knees, that make you really question, like, what's it all about? Why am I even here? How can this really be the way the world works? And just, I know this sounds horrible to say, but in those deep, dark moments of despair, when you start to ask whatever it is you believe in, whether you're just speaking out loud or talking to God or the universe or whatever, and you say, you know, I just can't do any more like this. Show me some other way. I mean, that is really, to me, the start of the awareness and the start of the let it go. You've got to be willing to let go if you want to have another way. Otherwise, you stay on the hamster wheel.
Exactly.
And clearly, that wasn't working so good. So you got to try something different. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I can relate to that so much, Miel, and that it's almost like, you know what? I've been on a stream, or I've been on a hamster wheel, or I've been in this framework of living for a long time. And I keep seeing these same patterns over and over again. And now I'm on my knees because something big happened, because I got a huge health diagnosis. That was, for me, that's what rocked my world and said, I got to do things differently. Something's got to change. And I didn't know which way to go. And I remember distinctly being at the beach and praying to God, like, I'm hearing a lot of different things about this health diagnosis. A lot of people telling me what I should do, what I shouldn't do, what's in my best interests. There's a lot of opinions flying around, but none of it feels right to me. None of it feels accurate in my heart. Even though I'm not even sure what my heart is saying, it's sad right now. It's scared right now. I'm scared right now. And I don't know what's to come, but I'm going to allow myself to let you guide me to bring something forward that is not part of the fear that I'm hearing from others. I want to be able to live a long life. What does that look like, and how can you help me get there, God? And I'm open. Show me the way. And then, you know, it's interesting. These breadcrumbs come in, right? A book comes in. My mom sends me a book, and I'm learning about thoughts and how thoughts are things, and how you Zen and the Art of Happiness by Chris Prentice was the first book that I received.
Good book.
I'm so glad you've heard of it. I read it over and over again. It opened my mind to, there's more to this life than working numerous hours and trying to find love and trying to be loved by people and looking for validation. I was looking for a lot of validation because I didn't feel a lot of love in my heart for myself at all. And this experience I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, and that's what sent me on to my knees to stop going at full pace, to stop giving, over giving here, over giving there, all in an attempt to be validated, received, loved, accepted, because I didn't have a lot of acceptance for myself. I was looking for it constantly outside of myself. And I was very, very cruel in my mind to myself, and probably not even just in my mind, but I wouldn't speak very kindly to myself, right? And if I wasn't seeing the proof outside of myself that I'm on the right track or I'm doing a good job, excelling at work or helping somebody so much that they're like, oh, I don't know what I'd do without you, right? Being in that weird dynamic. And
The
it
enabler
sounds
codependent deal.
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was full in it,
Oh,
full in it, because
yeah.
I didn't know another way. I
Right.
didn't know another
Right.
way. Yeah. And it's
Yeah.
like, no one said, knock, 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 Gilly, there's another way. Do you know? It was more like, well, bam, here's that 2x4. You're
You're
stubborn.
gonna
So you
find
need.
another way. Let me, yeah, here you go. Yeah. Absolutely.
Let me,
And it's
yeah.
interesting you say this because I hear so many times from people that it takes, and dare I say, it's unfortunate, but it takes some kind of physical demise that literally stops them from physically moving in some way, whether that's physical walking or moving forward or leaving a space or whatever the thing may be. It is literally, okay, we, the message has been trying to be given and offered to you in any number of ways, and clearly you're not
Oh, yeah.
hearing. So let me just slow you right the hell down so you have no choice but to deal with this. And I've heard it over and over and over. And why? So here's, of course, the sciencey part is because if everything's energy and you are composed of energy and your cellular makeup is energy, then it would make sense when the energy gets all kibosh, like it's not really lined up where it ought to be, it is going to come through in some form of a physical manifestation of illness in some place eventually. I don't know when, but eventually. And oftentimes that becomes the wake-up call, if you want to call it that, that there has to be something. There has to be another way. Is it always a physical illness? No, not always. Sometimes it's you lose someone close to you, or you experience something. I don't know. It comes to us in different ways, but I do see there seems to be absolutely a pattern of physical presentation of, what's a nice way to say, energetic discord that shows up and presents itself when we lose sight of the fact that our heart's running the show, really, our feelings, our emotions, how our heart speaks to our higher self and how that speaks to universe and the divine, God, whatever you want to call it. And we're all in one, excuse me, we're all in one piece. And so what pays the price? Your body, your physical body, because you left somebody on the bench. It's sort of like
Yeah.
the rest of you went on the journey, but you left part of you on the bench.
I
So,
love that you said that because it does feel like you once you come around full circle, you're like, oh, I definitely was abandoning myself all the time.
right.
Yeah. By not having healthy boundaries for myself, meaning like being able to say, you know what? I love myself enough in this moment to not feel as though I need to perform in this way or harass myself in this way to ensure that I receive some form of love, that I can see that there is love for me. I can have love for me in this moment, but I didn't know how to love myself or what self-compassion looked like for myself.
Right. And
I did that.
again, I think it is very helpful. It's really helpful to have someone that I don't want to say you believe in, but it's very helpful to see that kind of self-compassion modeled because it, one, gives you some sense like, oh, this is a possibility. Wow, okay, this is a possibility. So if I can see that or I can see how it's represented, oh, okay, that's a possibility. And two, what is emitted or what is put out there is going to be reflected and mirrored back. And so when, if you surround yourself with people who are only negative Nancys, then you're swimming in the cesspool of negativity, so to speak. If whether that's codependent behaviors or playing the victim, whatever the thing is, but if you seek out, find, and surround yourself with examples of what might this look like? What might this self-love look like? What might this compassion look like? What might this internal validation versus external validation, what might this look like? Then it becomes a little bit easier to say, oh, I wonder what that might look like for me.
I love that question. Yes.
I'm not saying this very, very well, but I can absolutely see how people who are very caught in their own turmoil, in their own self-hatred, in their own cycle of self-doubting and belief systems, I can absolutely see how that piece feels like that's all there is. Like, I can't get out of that loop. That's my loop. I don't know how to get out of my loop. How do I get out of my loop? I can see that. And I sometimes feel it's all well and good to say, well, just get out of the loop. Just make a choice. Just do the thing. But it's really not quite as easy as that. But certainly by seeing something somewhere that models that, oftentimes I think that could just be the little tiny push that somebody needs to crack the door open a hair, to take a chance, to try a different way, to, instead of just getting up every morning and mumbling a mantra or an affirmation of I'm amazing today, which they really don't believe, that they really don't necessarily take into their heart and truly own that. They're just sort of saying, well, if I say it 15 million times, it's going to become so. But I don't know that I agree with that. I think that's a very different scenario than if you say, what if I was able to believe I'm amazing? What if I was able to see myself as, you know, running naked with a Superman cape or whatever, like whatever the thing may be, right? So yeah. I think what I guess what I'm saying is sometimes I think to myself, just saying the words may not really be enough if you're not believing them, if you're not taking them into your heart. But part of the questioning of things like, well, what if, starts to open the door to quantum, starts to open the door to possibility, starts to open the idea of, I wonder if I could vision something differently. And this was a big leap for me from when I started with the certification program to now. I'll tell you that for sure. I don't consider myself to be highly visual. You know, I do see, I can see, don't get me wrong. I see things visually, but that idea when people say, so what does it feel like? And what does it look like in your futuristic, whatever, whatever, that I struggle with the conceptualization of that. That's a little bit out there for me. I have to really work on that a little bit. But if somebody said to me, so what if you could do blah, blah, blah. Now, the way my mind takes that phrase, what if, all of a sudden I'm like, I see.
Yeah.
I get it.
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that what if question takes us from the state of being in the discomfort or being so attached with the emotion of not being in a place of where you desire to be, right? Or whatever emotion you're having that is maybe like a lower frequency emotion of uncertainty or doubt, or even shame. I'm saying all these positive affirmations. Why aren't they working? I must not be doing it good enough. I must not be good at this, right? That's the other problem with affirmations. I love affirmations. Don't get me wrong. I absolutely love affirmations. And I think that they are wonderful and cathartic in their own way. If you're allowing yourself to do the mirror work as well, looking in the mirror and actually developing self-compassion. And it cracks open that first layer, I'd say, for healing. And it's wonderful to implement in your life, but we have to get to that state of awareness of what's actually really going on. What am I telling myself? What am I thinking? What am I feeling? And how can I have some love for myself in this moment of whatever it is that's going on? Can I just love myself in this moment, even though I'm not absolutely perfect or over this thing yet? And what if it could be something different? Which takes us out of the emotional state of wherever we're at, thinking process into, and we can actually almost feel it in our bodies when we're like, what if it could be easy?
Yeah.
And our bodies are like, hey, thanks for that.
It's like a lightness. It's like a lightness
yes.
that enters your body. The what if is like, it's sort of like the swinging doors that you see in restaurants when the staff goes in and out of the kitchen and they swing back and forth. So I kind of see it that way. Like when you say, what if, and the light of your heart's the kitchen, let's say, and here you are on the other side of the door, you go, what if, and that little door goes flip, flip. So it's sort of like, here's a little glimpse. There you go. What if? So that's really what I feel about, but at the same time, okay, so let me back up and say, at the same time, everybody has to start somewhere. Like you have to meet people where they are in their journey. And, you know, we talk about this all the time because this is our groove. Like this is our place. We love to hang out and talk about the quantum. We love to talk about possibility. We love to talk about heart compassion and all the things. But for some of us out there, as we're going through our journey, this seems like even this conversation seems very out of reach. And so what is in reach? Maybe just looking in the mirror with an affirmation. Maybe looking in the mirror and saying, oh, hey, you're the bomb diggity and I love you today. And really meaning it when you say it. And that.
Noticing how you feel.
Absolutely. So the baby steps, I think, are as equally critical as the big concepts. And however one gets there, that's fine, because not everybody needs to take the same highway to the destination. And it's fine.
The ocean of love.
The streams to the ocean of love. Is it not amazing how this comes full circle? Oh my goodness.
Always does.
Yeah. So listen, before we wrap up, because we could talk for hours, as we well know, tell the listeners a little bit about what it is that you do and how they can find you and any other little goodies you want to leave us with.
Oh, that's nice of you to invite me to do that. Thank you, Mio.
Of course.
Well, you can, who I am. Oh, that's a loaded question. Who am I? A multifaceted person. What do? Multifaceted things. But where my compassion and heart has always been is helping others in some capacity or another. My heart has always been, I want to serve a purpose. I want to serve a purpose. And that purpose has always been, how can I help others? And I now work within a framework of helping others, because I would just help people left and right, really, with no boundaries or understanding of what I was doing. But now I get to actually coach others through the program that I mentioned earlier, Break Free Mind, and be that example of self-compassion, gentleness, and that open and listening heart to help them travel through their own journey of awakening and understanding who they are, reconnecting with their intuition if they have not understood it yet or been quite aware that they have intuition, helping them to listen to their hearts and helping them to get clarity on who they actually are outside of all that clutter. It's a beautiful program. And I also get to mentor new whole wellness coaches in their certification to become whole wellness coaches. And that has been such a fun journey for me. And it is, with each new person I get to work with, I get to learn too. So what do? I teach and I learn at the same time. I get to teach and I get to learn. And it's a beautiful orchestration of souls getting together to be a ripple effect in the world, to be a presence of light, and to reconnect with the light that they have within them that's never gone. But maybe we get a little lost and we can't see it. And I get to help others find their way back to it through actually a structured process, which is what I desperately needed. Was structure. I was DIY, bringing it all together from all these different places, trying to build something for myself that I really couldn't do for myself. I needed structure and I needed somebody there to hold my hand in a very loving way. So now I get to do that and I am thrilled with it. I love it. So if anyone's listening and they want to connect with me, you can find me on Facebook. My name on Facebook is G. Gilly Henson. Gilly is G-I-L-L-I. In case you're like, what's Gilly? A lot of people are like, what do you mean Gilly? So G. Gilly Henson, or you can find me in the Break Free Solutions group on Facebook as well. I'm active in there throughout the week. And I have more things coming up and blooming in my life. So absolutely, let's be friends on Facebook so we can stay attuned to one another and see what comes of it. See what the orchestration is there.
Love it.
Yeah, I think
Love
I
it.
answered all the questions. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. You did your homework just fine. Yes, you
Thank you.
did. Oh, it's such a treat to catch up with you. I thank you for coming on, and you're such a light in the world. Just if we could just clone
you,
lots of gillies, lots and
oh my
lots of
goodness,
gillies, right?
and
Beautiful.
lots of meals and
Lots
lots
of
of all these
gillies.
beautiful people that we get to interact with. Oh my goodness. Thank you so much. I miss you. I'm
Absolutely.
sending you a big hug right now.
Oh, thank you.
And
yeah,
congratulations. It's been a
thanks.
really fun experience on your podcast, and I
It
love
is
the
fun,
sound of your
isn't
voice,
it?
by the way.
I know. It's just fun. It's just fun. So I thank you so much. Oh my gosh, such a sweet conversation today. It is so welcoming and affirming to be seen and to be witnessed for one's efforts and for just being who we are. We are all enough. We are all as we are born to be once we peel back the layers, once we soften the noise of the mind and listen to the whispers of the heart. As always, I strive to bring awareness so that you can recognize the beauty of who you are within your being, whether through guest conversations or the Thursday morning parking lot wisdom minisodes. It is my wish to share with you some of my insights, my light, my love, and my heart to help you walk home to recognize that you have the same love, light, and wisdom within you. Feel free to follow me on Facebook and Instagram, or follow me along at the website at Foxden Energetics. On the other social platforms, I'm just under my name, EL Fox. And of course, join me in the private Facebook group. I'll put the link in the show notes for you. April 1st, here's what's coming up. April 1st will be the release of the Lead from the Heart Summit, which is a collaboration with my friend Cindy Blazer. Tag along, invite a friend, subscribe, and as always, sending you so much love.